Lutheran Public Radio is now a nonprofit organization. That means all past, present, and future gifts to LPR are tax deductible. Please consider making a gift to Issues Etc. today. You can donate by check, make your check payable to Lutheran Public Radio, and mail it to LPR, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also make a tax-deductible gift online, issuesetc.org. Thanks for your support.
The Bible, you know, concentrates on teachings of love. That's what Jesus, alayhi salatu wasalam, says in Matthew chapter 5, that you love your neighbor. And you even love your enemy. Now you find a Korean saying exactly the same thing.
That's Dr. Ishak Akintola of Lagos State University, featured on a recent PBS Religion and Ethics News Weekly story about Chrislam, the combination of Christianity and Islam. Is such a thing even possible? I mean, no, the average person who is passingly familiar with both great world religions, Christianity and Islam, might think that because they bear some superficial resemblance to one another, they're both monotheistic, they're both rather old, they both have a notable place for Jesus Christ and Moses and other prophets, that they might have some affinity for one another. They might even be able to dovetail together. Can they be combined? We're going to be talking about Chrislam here for the first few minutes of Issues Etc., getting your thoughts, your reactions as well, some open lines to start off today's program, Tuesday, the 17th of February. I'm Todd Wilkin, and thanks for tuning us in. After some open lines on Chrislam, we'll be talking with Pastor Bob Ron, going through some myths about evangelism. He's founder and ambassador for the Lutheran Heritage Foundation, based in Macomb, Michigan. Then in the second hour of the program, Colleen Carroll Campbell will join us from the Ethics and Public Policy Center. We'll talk with her about some criticism surrounding the pregnancy of a married professional women's basketball player. She's married, she's going to have a baby, and she's going to take some time off of basketball, and she's getting some criticism from feminists. Then Greg Kokel will join us. We'll continue our five-part daily series with him on discussing your Christian convictions today. He calls it the Columbo tactic. It's about asking questions, asking the right questions in the right order. And he says, putting yourself in the driver's seat when you're discussing your Christian convictions with someone who's skeptical, someone who doesn't understand, someone who holds a contrary view. It's a big one in the whole tactic realm of discussing your convictions. And we'll talk about it coming up later in the program, the Columbo tactic with Greg Kokel. Our call-in number, 1-877-623-6943. 1-877-623-MY-I-E. Or you can email us for the next 2 hours, talkback@issuesetc.org, talkback@issuesetc.org. Now we're going to be hearing the PBS Religion and Ethics News Weekly story about Chrislam, and we're going to be stopping and starting it, but I want your reaction to it. What's your general reaction to the combination of Christianity and Islam? And what the hope here is to bring peace between the two religions. Is this a good way of doing it? If not, why not? 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MY-I-E, or talkback@issuesetc.org, talkback@issuesetc.org. The story comes from PBS's Religion and Ethics News Weekly. The subject, Chrislam.
Nigerians may want for many of life's basic needs. A house of worship would not seem to be one of them. In the largest city, Lagos, there are traditional old-line churches, but there are also hundreds of banners and posters that invite worshipers to newer, smaller congregations. None is more unusual than this one, both Christian and Muslim.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The lectern holds both Quran and Bible, and invocations come loudly from both. Roughly half of Nigeria's 140 million people are Muslim. The other half profess some form of Christianity. It's been a political fault line over the years, and tensions have often erupted in deadly violence. Just last November, more than 300 people were killed in the northern city of Jos.
Listen to me. I want you to realize that Abraham had many children.
But the 1,500 or so practitioners of what their preacher calls Chrislam see no religious fault line between the two faiths. Shamsuddin Saka, he's called prophet, tells his audience they are all children of Abraham through Judeo-Christian tradition and through Islam.
Abraham is a father of Christianity, a father of Islam.
Abraham did about Christianity as a Muslim.
Why the Christian and Muslim are fighting?
Saka was born Muslim, and it was after returning from a Hajj pilgrimage to Mecca that he was inspired, he says, instructed by God, to launch his new ministry.
That's about 19 years ago. Then there is a lot of people killing themselves in Nigeria in 19 years ago. I was praying and I lie down and the Lord told me, when you get to your country, make a peace between Christian and Muslim.
So the goal here, at least on the part of this preacher, prophet with 1,500 followers in Nigeria, make peace between Christian and Muslim. His solution is to combine the two faiths into one, Chrislam. His argument is, and this is what I want your reaction to, among other things, his argument is that they have a common ancestry in Abraham. Abraham is the father of Islam. Abraham is the father of Christianity. Abraham had many children. How would you respond to this? 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MY-I-E, or you can email us, talkback@issuesetc.org. We're coming to you live this Tuesday, the 17th of February, talking about, well, what this one preacher and prophet calls Chrislam, the combination of Christianity and Islam. What I'm curious about is, aside from Abraham, what role would Jesus have in such a faith? I know what role he has in Christianity. He's the heart and the center of it. He's proclaimed to be the Son of God, the virgin-born God in human flesh. Now, you see, Muslims don't have a big problem with the virgin birth. And they really don't have a problem with Jesus being a prophet, although God, no. God has no son, they say. So already we seem to have an irreconcilable difference between Christianity and Islam on that one point. Central to Christianity, Jesus has an honorable place in Islam. As a prophet, second perhaps only to Muhammad himself. 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MY-I-E, or talk back at issuesetc.org. It's open lines, audio open lines, issues, etc. Listening to the story on Chrislam from PBS Religion and Ethics News Weekly and getting your reaction. 1-877-623-6943, or talk back at issuesetc.org.
He said he's written letters to political leaders and traveled to affected areas when religious violence has broken out, urging reconciliation around common beliefs. But Saka's most visible impact is in his immediate neighborhood, where he has brought the faiths together in a blended liturgy. It begins each Sunday morning with Quranic prayer in an open floor that, like a mosque, has no pews. These then give way to prayer with the congregation seated in chairs. Well, sometimes seated. This prayer is intense, a trance-like frenzy, similar to a Pentecostal Christian service. It reaches a climax with a sermon from Saka that on this day took almost 2 hours.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Let's be alone today.
As different as Christianity and Islam are, there is some common ground.
The Bible, you know, concentrates on teachings of love. That's what Jesus, alayhi salatu wasalam, says in Matthew chapter 5, that you love your neighbor, and you even love your enemy. Now you find the Quran saying exactly the same thing.
The Quran says
yes,
the same thing.
Yes, pay evil back with goodness. If you do that, those who used to hate you before, those who were your enemies before, will soon become your friends. So, Bible, Quran are saying the same thing.
All right, your reaction, 1-877-623-6943. We still got a ways to go in the PBS Religion and Ethics News Weekly story about Chrislam, the combination of Christianity and Islam, if such a thing is possible. I guess that's a good question. Is such a thing possible? What would it look like? 1-877-62-36943 or talkback at issuesetc.org. It's interesting the way the service goes. It begins in kind of a Muslim manner with people praying face down a Quranic prayer, and then gives way to, at least what the reporter described, as something akin to a Pentecostal Christian service, a frenzy, people very emotionally overwrought. Here's one caution, perhaps, when doctrine becomes replaced with feeling, when the teachings of a religion matter less than how you feel when you're in the experience, when teachings can become superfluous to your experience and your feelings. One can understand that when feelings become the sum and substance of your religious life, then, of course, what this religion teaches and what that religion teaches matters much less. And when what they teach, particular to themselves, contradictory to one another, doesn't matter so much, then sure, you can mix them together. It becomes much easier to mix Christianity and Islam when what either of them teaches matters less than how you feel on Sunday morning, right? We see this in Christian churches that aren't even trying to combine themselves with anything other than pop culture. Christian churches in America that have determined to combine Christianity with pop culture in all of its forms, what happens? A compromise of those particular teachings of Christianity in favor of what the culture would say. And so while the teachings of Christianity in some of these pop American Christian churches would not be, in some cases, openly denied, it isn't taught because it doesn't comport with the culture. It's always a compromise. We'll talk more about Chrislam after this. Ain't no road too long. We meet in the middle. I start walking your way. You start walking mine. On behalf of the staff of Issues Etc., thanks to each and every one of the more than 7,600 who signed the online petition to bring back Issues Etc. Donald Moeller, Pastor Donald Balgaman, Pastor Charles Schultz, Pastor Walter Busby, Jason Blair, Rachel Eckert, Tim Carter, Jim Kleinfelter, Cliff Sherrill, and Pastor Dave Bolte. Thanks for your support.
Good Shepherd Lutheran Church in Collinsville, Illinois is happy to support the Christ-centered, cross-focused ministry of Issues Etc. Join us for worship, Bible classes, youth ministry, and other opportunities to grow in Christ. We have a Christian day school for children in preschool to 8th grade. We are located at 1300 Beltline Road. Call us at 618-344-3151 or visit www.goodshepherdcollinsville.org.
Defending the faith, teaching the truth. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Thanks to the following congregations for standing with us by joining the Issues Etc. 300. Our Savior Lutheran, Pacifica, California, Messiah Lutheran, Danville, California, Faith Lutheran, Capistrano Beach, California, Grace Lutheran, San Mateo, California, Our Savior Lutheran, Grand Rapids, Michigan, St. Paul Lutheran, Hamel, Illinois, St. Paul Lutheran, Brookfield, Illinois, Grace Lutheran, Racine, Wisconsin, St. John's Lutheran, Mayville, Wisconsin, Prince of Peace Lutheran, Crestwood, Missouri, Faith Lutheran, Plano, Texas, St. Paul Lutheran, Austin, Texas, University Hills Lutheran, Denver, Colorado, St. John Lutheran, Topeka, Kansas, Peace Lutheran, Alma, Michigan, Zion Lutheran, Imperial, Nebraska, and Trinity Lutheran, St. Charles, Missouri. Find out how your church can support this worldwide outreach by including Issues Etc. in its mission or advertising budget at our website, issuesetc.org. The Issues Etc. 300.
One of these things is not like the other things. One of these things just doesn't belong. Can you guess which thing is not like the other thing before I finish my song?
Welcome back to Issues Etc. We're talking about Chrislam, an attempt on the part of one Nigerian preacher to make peace between Christians and Muslims by combining the two great religions together. He says the common denominator, Abraham, and the moral teachings. We just heard him talk about how love your enemies, and don't do harm to people. The golden rule, essentially, is common to both Christianity and Islam. And before the break, I was talking about how the danger of replacing doctrine with feelings. And here's a good example of replacing those things that are particular to Christianity with just a moral code. Christianity becomes nothing other than an Islamic-type moral code. Care to react? It's Audio Open Lines this Tuesday, 17th of February, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MY-I-E. You can email us right here in the studio, talkback@issuesetc.org, talkback@issuesetc.org. Tomorrow on Issues Etc., we'll discuss Christians and birth control. This is a subject that many of our listeners have been waiting a long time for. Pastor Heath Curtis will be our guest along with Pastor Michael Walther. We'll talk about contraception, birth control, and Christianity. 1-877-623-6943 or talkback@issuesetc.org. So this Nigerian minister says they have similar moral codes. You can find Jesus saying, love your enemies. You can find the Quran saying, don't return evil for good. They say the same thing. How do you respond to that? 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MY-I-E, or talkback@issuesetc.org.
Islam was brought to West Africa by Arab traders 10 centuries ago, Christianity by European colonization starting around the 15th century. Each has been interpreted and adapted to local customs, and that's apparent in the way Islam is sometimes practiced.
According to Islam, the Prophet Muhammad was the final prophet, but certainly not the only prophet, and they believe in Jesus and all of the other prophets of Judaism and Christianity that came before the Prophet Muhammad. So it's nothing foreign to a Muslim to believe in Jesus, to pray in Jesus or some of the other prophets, to light a candle for the Virgin Mary, for example, as I've experienced Muslims do in churches in Senegal. They believe in some cases in various African countries of what I've called a spirituality without boundaries.
In a land where spirituality is a dominant force in people's lives, she says economic hardships may also push people to try new ideas. Nigeria has vast oil wealth, but only a few have benefited. Per capita income is about $850 a year, for example, and life expectancy a mere 45 years.
If they're poor, if they're suffering from HIV/AIDS, if they're trying to understand a changing political situation, finding a new religion is one way of coping with the situation, of looking for new leadership, of trying to have control on their own through prayer, through different rituals, of something that may not necessarily be controllable.
Many who come to Chrislam are praying for what Saka calls deliverance, from illness, for example. Kawa Khaled Adakunji, who was born Muslim, came to Chrislam 15 years ago when she couldn't have children.
I now have children. I came and saw that miracles are performed here. Those who didn't have children have children. Those who were lame are walking, and the blind are now seeing.
Another example here of my experience will trump what my better knowledge is. Well, if I have children now, if I see the lame walking, the blind seeing, then there must be something to Chrislam, this odd combination of Christianity and Islam. What are your thoughts? 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MY-I-E, or talkback@issuesetc.org. Don in Junction City, Kansas emails. He says, whenever you mix the Christian faith with a world religion, the doctrine of Christ is the first thing to go. Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners, and when he is taken away, there is no salvation. Don, thank you very much. What about the rest of you? Talkback@issuesetc.org, 1-877-623-6943. Amara Leichman, she's the assistant professor in the Department of Anthropology at Michigan State University. You heard her commenting that Muslims believe in Jesus and all the other prophets of Judaism, Christianity that came before the Prophet Muhammad. Well, they may well give deference or honor to the prophets before Jesus, but if you count as prophets the Apostle Paul, Peter, the other apostles, Muslims generally reject what they teach about Jesus. Generally, his divinity, the sacrificial nature of his life and his death for the sins of mankind, his resurrection from the dead, a few, central teachings about Jesus. Do they have an honorable place for Jesus? Yes, an honorable place. But an honorable place is not the same thing as Lord and Savior. 1-877-623-6943. Are you surprised by Chris Lam? Does it surprise you that something like this could... One guy came to it 15 years ago, that it's now at least 15 years old, and it has 1,500 followers in Nigeria, an attempt to make peace between the two religions. Do you expect Chris Lam to increase in popularity? Or do you think it's just a fad in Nigeria? What if we brought it here to the United States? How do you think it'd do? Think carefully about Christian-Muslim relations, about the way we view Muslims in the United States, about the way Christians view themselves, how easy it is for some Christians to say, you know, I'm a Christian, but I'm also a Zen Buddhist. We talked about one of those last week. If Chris Lam were here in the United States, if Chris Lam sent missionaries to the United States, you think they'd have 1,500 or more pretty soon? 1-877-623-6943 or talkback at issuesetc.org. Mike in Rockford, Illinois says, the story reminds me of the stories in the time period immediately after 9/11. I imagine that Orthodox Muslims like this about as much as Orthodox Christians. That's true, although it was right after 9/11 that, was it Bill Hybels had a leader of a local mosque come to his Chicago megachurch and speak during the service, and this local imam quoted in the paper said, we believe in Jesus more than you do, to the assembled congregation there. And then the same paper, I think it was Chicago Sun-Times, quoted one of the Willow Creek parishioners after the service saying, wow, I didn't know that Muslims believed in Jesus too. Well, they believe he existed, but do they trust him as Savior of the world, Savior, their own Savior? 1-877-623-6943 or talk back at issuesetc.org.
At the service, there are petitions for miracles of health and wealth, or at least improved finances.
Delay is not denial.
Delay is not denial, Saka tells his congregants as he urges prayer and patience. Some people do come up to testify to miracles in their lives, a child conceived or a business deal. Such deliverance is mostly associated with Christian churches, but Saka says it's not foreign to Islam.
Islam is a religion of peace, of love, of miracle. When you're talking about miracle, Islam is a miracle itself. The founding of the Quran himself is a miracle.
And congregants have taken to heart Saka's message that to get back, one must first give. But he denies that he personally benefits from these gifts. His fortune came long before the call to ministry, he says, from a real estate business. The Hummer he drives was a gift from two followers whose petitions were answered.
Do you like it?
One miracle even the skeptics give Saka is this congregation and how people see themselves.
Are you Christian or Muslim now?
No, whatever you call me, I am.
Saka's Chrislam is not widespread, but even the skeptics say he's discovered the innate tolerance that's often overshadowed by violence across religious lines in a service that's part Muslim, part Christian, and wholly West African. For Religion and Ethics News Weekly, this is Fred DeSam Lazaro in Lagos, Nigeria.
1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943, or talk back at issuesetc.org. This email from Karen in Wyoming. Interestingly enough, I attended a breakfast this morning that included clergy and church workers from our community. We went around the table and introduced ourselves and shared what we hoped this group could accomplish. My pastor stood up and noted that he would like to see a healthy dialogue and debate of theological differences. Really, only the Reformed Presbyterian thought it was a good idea, writes Karen. The rest of us, they're about 35 or 40, seem to want to focus on what we have in common. I can't even pretend to know how things must be in Nigeria, but if we can't even properly divide our Christian differences in a civil manner in the United States, how do we expect those in more difficult living and political circumstances to hold forth a clear teaching of Christ? That's a great question, Karen. P.S. I discovered the local Disciples of Christ pastor was an Issues Etc. fan. Keep up the good work. Thank you very much, Karen. And tell that Disciples of Christ pastor, hello from Pastor Wilkin. It's a good question. If think about it. I asked that question before. If Saka, the prophet of Chrislam, sent a missionary or two, maybe even more, to the United States, to your town, where the local Christian ministerium, the local Christian ministers alliance or group, refuses to discuss differences. Rather, let's only talk about what we have in common, not what we don't have in common. Refuses to draw lines and differentiate differences, even among Christians, then, you know, I think that Saka's missionaries might find fertile ground there. If differences really don't matter, and that's what we're saying when we refuse to discuss them or acknowledge them, we're saying they don't matter. You ignore things that don't matter. Things that matter, you don't ignore. And if you ignore differences, you're saying they don't matter. We'll be right back. And try to figure it out. That just sold me out. For a few shekels more. Didn't even think twice. For a few shekels more.
Contending for truth in an age of anti-truth. You're listening to Issues, Etc.
Historic liturgy. Cool. Liturgical dance. Not cool. Kneeling for the Lord's body and blood on a Sunday morning, cool. Sitting in your theater-style seat with cup holder for your double mocha latte, not cool. We're the Brothers of John the Steadfast. If you're interested in traditional Lutheran doctrine and practice, check us out. www.steadfastlutherans.com.
This is Life Issues with Brad Mattis, Executive Director of Life Issues Institute.
Evidence keeps pouring in. Planned Parenthood covers up the criminal behavior of sexual predators. A Tucson, Arizona affiliate was caught red-handed by UCLA student Lila Rose during an undercover investigation. She posed being 15 and impregnated by her 27-year-old boyfriend. The Planned Parenthood nurse told Lila to keep the boyfriend under wraps while helping her avoid the parental consent law in Arizona. Law also requires Planned Parenthood notify authorities when presented with evidence of statutory rape. Instead, they cover it up to get paid for the abortion, as in an earlier real-life situation. A 13-year-old Phoenix girl was assaulted by a much older foster brother, which wasn't reported, and she twice got pregnant.
Life Issues. Stay informed. More informed than you've ever been.
On behalf of the staff of Issues Etc., thanks to each and every one of the more than 7,600 who signed the online petition to bring back Issues Etc.
Bill Rathman, Olga Belayeva, Pastor Michael Moss, James McTighe, Dot Meyer, Stephen Bob, Pastor John Merrill, Kim Krigbaum, and Joan Lotz.
Thanks for your support.